Steve, happy Monday, man. How's it going?
Really good, man. It's a beautiful Monday morning here in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, so we are playing with this kind of new show format addition, maybe calling it the Monday Minute thing. I don't know if we're gonna roll with this or how much we're gonna do it, but basically the big idea is with the podcast, we always want it to be educational, informational. We even kind of say in the intro sometimes, no fluff, no BS. But sometimes there's things we want to talk about that's a little bit more timely, or just isn't a full show's worth of things going on. So this kind of Monday minute format is going to allow us to do a shorter show, a different type of show. So some weeks it might be a Q&A, some weeks it might be just, hey, what's going on? I mean, it could be kind of anything. So this is kind of the auxiliary show to the show. We'll see where the heck it goes. But I'm curious. We haven't talked. You guys had Full Drill Film Tour in Boise this week. How was that?
Yeah, that was last Friday night. Man, it's Full Draw Film Tour 8, I believe. So
Yeah.
8 years of doing it, and I've been very fortunate to be involved, fairly heavily and since the beginning, as far as just having films in it and knowing the guys and being a part of the show when I can. And it's really just awesome to see it evolve to the point that it has. And Boise is basically a packed house and such a fun, cool atmosphere, man. We had a blast.
Yeah, the Boise show is always a hell of a turnout. I've been there a few times. It's a cool theater, a great crowd. It's always good for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So another thing coming up is the Northwest Mountain Challenge. Goodness, just pretty much less than 2 weeks now to Hoodoo, and then it's almost June at this point. We're gonna have Tamarack later into June, so that's coming up. Be sure you guys check that out. Hoodoo, Tamarack, Stevens Pass. So hitting Oregon, Idaho, Washington. And another thing that you've done, Steve, I don't know for how many years now, but I've been a part of it a few times and suffered through it, is the Run Shoot Puke, which is kind of a an off the books event, I guess, if you will. It's not officially a part of the Northwest Mountain Challenge, but just something you've put together. So what the heck is the Run Shoot Puke?
Yeah, I don't know, just some stupid excuse to go run and get a workout while we're up there. Yeah, I think this will be the fourth year of doing it. It's always just been at Tamarack, and it's unofficial, kind of an invite only. The puke part comes from, it's pretty physical, and Friday night you probably had a few beers, so getting up at 5 a.m. Saturday morning's a little rough. But yeah, so we have our pure elevation course, which for the Northwest Mountain Challenge is it's the most quote unquote extreme of all the courses that are up there, as far as the terrain, how far you're hiking, how much elevation you're climbing, the shots, we stretch them out pretty far. And so the goal is literally we just I think it went from like six guys to 30 guys last year that did it, and we literally just line up, kind of get in groups of four, and it's non-scoring, non-competitive, just purely fun. Push yourself as hard as you want to, and it basically the only rule is you have to run. You can never walk, so you basically run to the first shoot stake. Everyone shoots their arrows basically as fast as you can catch your breath and shoot. Then you run, pull your arrows, and then run to the next target. It ends up being a pretty good, the courses are usually like 2.5, 3 miles long, and you're going to climb 1,000+ feet. So it's a pretty good workout. I remember the first year we went like really, really hard, and we had the old black lung all day, where you're just sitting there coughing up lung crap all day long. So it's kind of it's a fun way to get out and do something different. And said it's a part of the shoot unofficially. As long as you're registered there for the weekend, you can come do this. So I know, Mark, you put together that email list and guys can sign up. And then basically, I'll be at Hoodoo in 2 weeks. Got a lot of work to do because I don't even have a bow sighted in at the moment. But one way or another, I'll be there. I'll be ready. And yeah, see. And whoever wants to sign up, we'll see you bright and early Saturday morning and go run the course.
Yeah. So we create a little landing page. If you guys just go to exomountgear.com/run-, not slash, just dash run dash shoot dash puke. There's basically a sign up link for each of the shoots. So, there's one for Hoodoo that's separate from Tamarack. So whatever shoot you're going to be at, or you're going to be at multiple, sign up there, just enter your email, and we're just going to use that to kind of communicate, hey, we're going to meet at this time at this spot if you want to do the run shoot puke. Because again, if you go to the Northwest Mountain Challenge site, you're not going to see anything about this. But yeah, you have to be attendee of the Northwest Mountain Challenge, paid registered shooter, and then come join for that and have some fun on Saturday morning. If for some reason that sounds fun, then come do it.
I'm making a note right now. I'm glad we're talking about this because I realized I haven't made any t-shirts yet for it. So
Oh, yeah.
every year I've got these cool shirts I've made where it's like a little stick figure that's running, shooting, and puking, and they're kind of fun to wear around town because people give you a funny look. But
Yeah.
yeah.
So I have my shirt from 1 year, and like you said, it's kind of a stick figure, so it shows a little runner, a dude shooting a bow. And then the puking ones, this guy kind of on all fours in this pile, kind of below his mouth, right? And so my son, I don't know, he was probably like 4 at the time, and he couldn't read. And he was like, run, shoot, eat dog food? Because he thought it was like
Eat
a
dog
person
food.
like on all fours sitting over a bowl of dog food or something. I'm like, yeah, sure. And now he knows better, but now it's kind of this joke. So if I wear that shirt for whatever reason, he's like, run, shoot, eat dog food. It's goofy.
That's funny.
Yeah, while you're over at the EXO sites, hit up the blog tab. We just put up an article last week from Dan Staton, from Elk Shape. It's a really cool article, really handy. If you're interested in hunting elk, and especially if you're going to do out of state, no matter what state, Dan kind of breaks down his tag strategy, how he applies to make sure he has at least a couple of tags every year. So obviously you can do that for sure with states like Colorado and Idaho with over-the-counter stuff, but he really breaks down the other states, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, and really gets into how he does tag strategy between balancing short-term, like I want to hunt elk every year, and then balancing a longer term of, hey, I want to do these more trophy quality hunts every X number of years. So he breaks down his strategy, which is super helpful. It's not just the nuts and bolts details that you get from the fish and game side of like, here's how you apply, is there a lottery, yes or no? Like it includes some of that, and we went ahead and linked for every state to the fish and game site for that state. But I was really impressed with his strategy and what he puts into it, and I think that guys would find it helpful for sure.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, besides that, guys, this week on the podcast for the full show, we're going to be talking with Zach from Onyx Maps. So we get into a bit about just what Onyx is a bit, although most of you are probably aware. We talk more specifically about some of the new features that have been added since last summer, since last season, really even for this spring, they're continuing to add new features. So be sure to check that show out. And then we're also going to have a blog up from the Onyx team of how they use some of the features specifically for navigating within the backcountry. Because I was just curious, because all those guys, they're not just, these computer guys making maps. They're actually using this stuff in the field. And I wanted to get some input from them on how do they use the app? Like, what are the most important features to them? And so they actually put together a blog post. So we're going to have the podcast coming out this week, as well as that blog post from the Onyx crew. So it should be good stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. I think I've never used Onyx heavily until last year hunting with the Born and Raised guys. They basically lived off of using the mapping software there, and I was super impressed. Like that, switching between fire layers and not. We were hunting the old burn, so we're constantly navigating, where that was and how to like approach it from different angles, as we're kind of hunting that country. And man, it's legit. It's freaking being able to switch all those layers on and off. It's a serious tool that helps you hunt.
Yeah, for sure. How old was that burn, Steve? Do you know?
There was two burns on top of each other, or kind of overlapping in spots. So one was older, and then the other one was only like a couple of years. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm headed to a unit in Colorado this year. Though I've hunted that unit, but we're kind of eyeing a different piece of that unit based off of some burn activity we might go check out. So I've been
Nice.
trying to kind of consume some intel on burns and when and like how old's good, and of course there's variables like anything else.
It doesn't matter. Any burn is a good burn.
Yeah.
Even if it's a year old, as long as it didn't burn too extremely hot, in my experience,
Yeah.
there's going to be some green grass and the elk will be on the fringes of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the burns are good.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. We would love your feedback as we play with this format of this show, these shorter episodes, kind of just really freestyling on whatever's going on that week. So let us know what you think. And we would love to integrate more Q&A stuff into these shorter episodes. So we get questions all the time on certain topics that maybe aren't worth a 40-minute discussion, but it would be awesome to get on here and give you the 5-minute answer on those topics. So be sure to let us know. Let us know what you want to hear. If you have any questions, suggestions for this format, just shoot us an email to podcast@exomountaingear.com. Otherwise, thanks so much for tuning in.